I know you have a very rigorous schedule. When, you know, you sit down with your Jack Daniels, what do you do to relax other than the Jack Daniels?
Well, I kind of run films that I've missed and see if I have something I can learn in them. I spend time maybe twice a week. I get together, my office gets me together, a lot of the new stuff that the kids are doing, and I sit down and play pieces of albums, just like I suppose you do with most of your library, and I try to keep up on what's going on and the bestsellers and all that jazz that's going on in our business. Otherwise, I don't want to get too far left behind.
Yeah, well, I'm throwing a lot of strange things at you because I know you are in a hurry, but what is your impression of the current trends in music today?
Well, I'm very delighted with what's happening. I think it's coming into a kind of a mixture of rhythmic, good, marvelous rhythmic qualities, and the lyrics are certainly getting far better than they were 2 years ago. I think in the... with the advent of the Jimmy Webbs and all of the young lyric writers now, I think we're going to come up with a group of kids which will be as interesting, who will be as interesting as in the days of, even before my time, the time of Larry Hart and the early days of Larry Hart and Dick Rogers and those people. Because somebody has to come out of this looking awful good. I mean, we know it was a revolution in the music, but I love what's happening to it. I think there's a great mixture. This potpourri of sounds is now coming in through one funnel, I feel. And I think it'll get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Frank, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gee whiz, I don't know. That's a tough question. I think as far as just staying in the realm of the music world, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who brought into the singing world an innovation that stood around for a long time. I'd like to be remembered as a fair and good father, and I'd like to be remembered as a good son and a good friend. I guess that's about all you can ask. That's even asking too much.
Frank, you've lived a lot. You've done a lot. This is a toughie, I imagine, but having lived a lot and achieved maturity, what would you advise the rest of us as we live the rest of our lives?
Well, I guess to be as fair as you can, for any youngster to be as fair and as honest as they can in their lives, and to pursue happiness that's worth pursuing, if you feel that deeply about it, and also to pursue a career that you believe in. I mean, there's an adage in baseball that says if you want to be great, I think it applies to everything, you've got to eat, sleep, walk, talk, and dream it. And I think that has a lot to do with the youngsters today who are pursuing careers. I think that you've got to really stay in there all the time and swing every time you get a chance. But most of all, I think being fair and being loving and warm as you possibly can be, I think that's as good advice as I can give anybody.
Frank, I know you are in a hurry, so let me say something to you in tribute to, as a disc jockey and also for all our listeners. Thank you for all the great music that you have given us. I know, to borrow an act from your line, that's a hokey bit.
That's nice.
But it's true. You have made love for us, you have cried for us, laughed for us, and speaking for KNEW, and also for everybody out there, we thank you.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted, and I couldn't have been more honored. I really, really mean that. I couldn't have been more honored, because the first time was enough to thrill me, but this time, absolutely knocked me out when they told me about it. And I want to say thank you to and all your staff and the executives of KNEW and your listeners, and to tell them that I'm really grateful for everything that they're doing about this thing.
When you're here in October, would you drop by and say hello, please?
Well, if I can't get there, somebody will come by the hotel and we'll sit around the living room and chat for a while.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Stay well.
Okay, bye.